The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association, ensuring long-term growth in the world's greatest salmon fishery through investments in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report on listener-supported KDLG. I'm Molly Dishner, happy to report that you've been taking care of business out there. 2.3 million sockeye harvested yesterday, a season high, and the Nooshigak fleet who stuck it out got a big surge too. We'll tell you what we know coming up, plus a look around Nackinac Shoreside, which was happy to see the catches pick up this week. A reminder, our pledge drive may be over, but that doesn't mean we won't still take your money if you missed it. Give us a call or pledge securely online at kdlg.org to help this and other programs stay on the air. Here's your marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay waters today. Southwest winds 10 knots, seas at 2 feet. Tonight, south winds 10 knots, seas at 2 feet. Sunday, southeast winds at 10 knots, seas at 2 feet. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef, today southeast winds at 15 knots, seas at 3 feet, patchy fog. Tonight and tomorrow, south winds 15 knots, seas at 3 feet. But first, let's look at the numbers. The Baywide catch yesterday was about 2.2 million fish, bringing the season total to 16.5 million. The total run is estimated at about 24 million fish. The Igigik catch was 524,000 fish, bringing the season total there to 5 million. Naknak Kwidjak, 1.1 million, season total 5 million. Ugashik, 340,000, season total about 2.8 million. The Nooshigak catch was 262,000 fish, bringing the season total to about 3.4 million, and in Togiak, about 5,000 fish caught yesterday, season total 71,000. Looking at the sockeye per delivery, Ugashik 934, Igigik 826, Naknak Kwidjak 998, Nooshigak 684, and Togiak 49. Looking at the escapement counts, yesterday about 19,000 fish counted on the Igigik, season total 1.1 million. Ugashik, 69,000 fish, season total 585,000. Kwidjak River, 177,000 fish counted yesterday, 3 million so far this season. Naknak, 56,000 salmon counted yesterday, season total 1 million. 1,500 kings counted at the Nooshigak sonar yesterday, bringing the season total to about 90,000. Another 22,000 sockeye were counted there, season total 550,000. At the Wood River, 35,000 sockeye counted yesterday, 1.1 million so far this season, another 11,000 added by 6 a.m. this morning. On the Igushik, 12,000 reds counted yesterday, season total 208,000, another 2,800 added by 6 a.m. this morning. And in Togiak, about 1,000 fish counted yesterday, season total about 4,000 fish, another 420 by 6 a.m. this morning. Finally, the boat counts. Igigik has 342 permits fishing on 282 vessels. In 48 hours, that'll go up to 335 permits on 277 boats. Naknak Kwidjak, 760 permits, 638 boats. That's going up, 804 permits, 672 boats in 48 hours. Nooshigak, 217 permits, 188 boats, no changes on the horizon. Ugashik, 316 permits, 246 boats, going up a little bit to 318 permits, 249 boats, and Togiak, 52 permits, 52 boats. We made it. Fish news, tips, ideas, feedback, always welcome. Catch me at fish@kdlg.org or call us here at the station anytime.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you in part by Crawley, fueling Alaska for more than 60 years with a full range of residential, commercial, aviation, and marine fuel products, and supporting local fisheries offshore with Bristol Bay Floater Fueling Services. More information at crawleyfuels.com.
On the west side, what a night. Icicle Seafoods in Dillingham, who are always happy to give us an update we can share with you, says many of their Nooshigak fleet had their best day of the season yesterday, even better than the storm a week ago. Icicle has some temporary restrictions in place, while they tried to handle yesterday's catch today. Peter Pan fishermen tell us the drifters cleaned house last night, the set netters did not, and Peter Pan has put restrictions in place while they deal with their catch. Peter Pan plant managers in Dillingham declined to speak with KDLG today. From the grounds, icicle drifter Alex Smith was among many of the Nooshigak fleet who had registered to transfer out of the Nooshigak with hopes to cash in on bigger catches on the east side. He tells us he saw last night's push of fish coming into the district just as he was leaving.
So we were heading to Ugashik last night, and we got to the south line at the Nooshigak right as the tide was turning. And we didn't see any activity really going on down there with the fishermen, but as we continued on, we noticed that there was quite a few fish jumping, and it was in a column maybe about 15 miles long, just south of the line.
Smith tells us since getting to Ugashik, he's heard of 10,000-pound deliveries from last night and at least a boat or two that have crossed past 100,000 on the season. So he's not kicking himself for making the call to shift around.
Well, you know, it's a chance that you take, kind of a gamble that you make, and it's always fun to jump around and have a different environment to work in. Yeah.
For more on the West Side surge from yesterday, the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report turns to area management biologist Tim Sands. How are things looking in the Nooshigak District?
Things are looking good from my perspective. You know, we have good escapement numbers in all the rivers. The catch yesterday really picked up. We got, right now, the preliminary catch is 262,000. That's up from 83,000 the day before. So big push of fish last night, hopefully continuing through this morning and maybe for a couple days. Starting to look like it was winding down, but now we got this big push here, and I think everybody's grateful to have more fish.
Do you know what prompted that push of fish?
They were out there on their way, so not really, but I do know that a lot of times we see a lull. We'll have a big storm, and it'll kind of compress a few days' fish into a smaller number of days. And so after that big blow, you'll see a lull. And I think that's what we saw, you know, the 8th and the 9th was kind of the lull after the big blow. And then the fish that are coming after the blow are coming in kind of at their normal speed. And we did see those big catches at Port Moeller, so you know, I'm a little bit optimistic that this isn't just for today. It's for 3 or 4 days of good fishing, and we'll get past that 4 million in harvest mark in the Nooshigak, and maybe even up to 5.
Is this late push of fish unusual at all?
It depends on how sustained it is, I guess. We've certainly had big pushes in the Nooshigak late. Everybody always talks about the push on the 15th or the 12th or whatever, but if this is more of a sustained push, then I would say it's a little bit unusual. But every year there's something unusual about what happens, so it's just another year. Oh, yeah, that was a strange year. We say that about every year, it seems like.
Does this help with escapements? I guess there weren't tons of concerns before.
Yeah, like I said, escapements are, we're all in the escapement goal ranges, still in lower ends of all the escapement goal ranges, creeping up there. It'll take a couple days before we see what gets through the district based on the push of fish. I imagine we'll see a little bit of an uptick in escapement, but I just don't know. I don't know how effective the fleet's being out there at catching what's going by.
Any plans to change fishing time?
No, we're fishing continuously, so we're certainly not going to reduce fishing time. You probably heard that there's some capacity issues with industry, and they're regulating their fishermen as they need to keep product quality high. So we're certainly not going to get in the way of any fishing time. The only possible consideration is the Wood River Special Harvest Area. Right now, we're not really thinking about it, but if escapement jumps up considerably on the Wood River, then that's a possibility.
That was Nooshigak Area Manager Tim Sands talking about the push of fish in his district. This is the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report, back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible in part by Naknek Family Fisheries, 246-FISH, or on the web at naknekfish.com.
Catches in the Naknek-Quidjack District started picking up this week, and activity at the Port of Bristol Bay and Naknek followed suit. I talked to Harbor Master Herc McDermott yesterday.
We've shipped just over 300. Typically, we'd be at around 600 or 700, which is, you know, a little cause for alarm. But in the last 24 hours, we've shipped, we've taken in 98 reefers of salmon and given that many either supply or empties back out to fill. And that's right up where we want to be. Our highest 24-hour period ever has been, I think it was about 139 swap outs. So being at around 100, that's what we're accustomed to. And if that can continue, we're in pretty good shape.
Each 40-foot refrigerated container holds about 52,500 pounds of salmon. McDermott says as fishing picks up, there's more need for other port services too, like ice and grinding. But even before fishing increased, McDermott says things were busy at the port.
Because of the projections, we just got loaded for bear, essentially. I mean, we took in 1,800 reefers to get prepared for this high projection, and now we're struggling, really, to get them all filled.
Back in a moment. When I was in Naknek on Friday, I heard that some canneries were finally running 24 hours to keep up with the salmon catches coming out of the bay. But some processors had already started taking steps to adjust to a run that's smaller than forecast. Carla Johnson, a recruiter from American Seafoods, turned a trip to Naknek to do paperwork into a recruiting trip when she realized how many cannery workers weren't getting hours or were being sent home. American Seafoods operates pollock boats in the Bering Sea and was recruiting new employees for the bee season.
What I've heard is within the next week to 2 weeks, it's just so slow that they're going to be sending people home. That's the word that I'm getting from, you know, the employees.
Johnson says she heard the run just hasn't come in as forecast. That's affected American Seafoods, too.
Yeah, the run was just not what they expected, and it's hurting everyone. I mean, even the fishing, you know, boats out there, like our boat, you know, we're doing the salmon season, and we're on our way down to Prince Williams right now because it's just not... It's supposedly better down there.
This is the first in several years that American Seafoods has sent a boat to Bristol Bay, Johnson says.
I think we were contracted through Ocean Beauty to process the salmon. So we were actually anchored, and Ocean Beauty was the catcher boats that were bringing us salmon to process. So we're not actively fishing, but we were contracted through Ocean Beauty to process all their salmon on our boat.
But strange runs, that's fishing. Back in a moment. In other fisheries news, scientists are reporting a huge showing of scallops off Cape May on the East Coast. Using camera images, NOAA estimates that there are 10 billion scallops in a 1,500 square nautical mile area on scallop grounds called Elephant Trunk, southeast of Cape May, New Jersey. That, according to the press of Atlantic City. In Cook Inlet, the Homer News reports that a Soldotna sportfish charter captain is being charged with 43 violations after bragging about his client's illegal catches on Facebook. 53-year-old Mel Erickson allegedly violated halibut and king salmon guide regulations. And here in Bristol Bay, the Nooshigak River is one of Alaska's premier destinations for king salmon sport fishermen. The king return to the Nooshigak is proving stronger this year than last, and Fish and Game says the return has met the lower end of its escapement goal. But KDLG's Matt Martin reports that the sport fishing guides say the angling has only been average.
Years of experience have taught Nancy Morris Lyon that the sweet spot for catching kings is a water temperature right between 52 and 54 degrees. But hot weather in Bristol Bay has put the water temperature well into the 60s.
Between that and the bright light, which tends to make all fish want to head for the bottom, it's definitely had an effect on I feel it's had a major effect on what what we've seen as far as the king catch this year.
Lyon is the managing partner of the Bear Trail Lodge in King Salmon. Her clients pay big money to catch kings on the Nooshigak, one of the best king-producing rivers in the world. Fish and Game manages to put 95,000 kings in the Nooshigak River and is on track to meet that goal this year, but that hasn't translated into anglers landing kings in regular numbers.
You know, we've been catching a lot more of the smaller fish, and for the numbers that they're seeing in their return through the sonar counter, we're not seeing that kind of numbers in relative percentages to past years in the boat. So we're definitely not catching what I would say is a normal catch for sport fishermen.
Matt Norman, manager of King Salmon Lodge, has been seeing fewer bites from kings as well. He says a recent corporate group fishing for kings was less than satisfied.
And, it was a real bust. We had like 22 guests. I think if we caught three kings out of 22 people, it was a good day.
Norman says after that trip, the organizer of the group told him they loved the lodge and that the food was great.
But, you know, if we want to stand and not catch fish, we can do that on a Kenai without the airfare to King Salmon.
That's why Norman says he's going to book more guests to fish for silvers later in the season.
August, knock on wood, has been a really good year. Last part of July through August for silvers has been pretty steady out here.
He's already booked that same corporate group to come back next August to fish for silvers instead of kings. But Nancy Morris Lyon isn't giving up on the Nooshigak King run.
These things are all very cyclical, so I'm rather reluctant to say that I feel like it's a doomed fishery or that we're seeing the end of it.
Lyon says the Nooshigak is a long way from becoming like the poor king run on the Kenai.
But I think it's something that needs to be watched. I think we need to be very conscientious and watch and see what our numbers do on some of our years that have more norms for the temperatures and weather rather than this year.
Lyon describes herself as an eternal optimist, which she says is a requirement to be a successful fishing guide. So, until next year. In Dillingham, I'm Matt Martin.
That's it for today's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. The show replays at 6:30, 10, and 2 tonight, and we'll be back tomorrow at 1:30 p.m. You can find it online, too. Also, our annual pledge drive was this week. It's not too late to support this show and other programs. Find a link to donate on our website with today's show. Send us your feedback and thoughts to fish@kdlg.org. I'm Molly Dishner. Dave Benninger produces the show. See you tomorrow.
Taking care of business. Woo! Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by AIFMA, the Alaska Independent Fishermen's Marketing Association, representing fishermen since 1966. More information at AIFMA.org.